captivating. Captivating chat stories, the best horror short stories, and comedies. Now with Night Mode. The Cask of Amontillado, Part 1. Featured by Edgar Allan Poe. Adapted to chat story format by Captivated Chat. The thousand injuries of Fortunato I had borne as I best could, but when he ventured upon insult, I vowed revenge. Lucia C. Knowing you so well, and the nature of your soul, I will not suppose, however, that you gave utterance to any threat. I, no. At length I would be avenged, this was a point definitely settled, but the very definitiveness with which it was resolved precluded the idea of risk. I must not only punish, but punish with impunity. Lucia C. You have said, a wrong is unredressed when retribution overtakes its redresser. It is equally unredressed when the avenger fails to make him. Lucia C. You obviously have felt and thought deeply on this question. It must be understood that neither by word nor deed had I given Fortunato cause to doubt my goodwill. I continued, as was my wont, to smile in his face, and he did not perceive that my smile now was at the thought of his immolation. Lucia C. Burning alive. Surely not that. He had a weak point, this Fortunato, although in other regards he was a man to be respected and even feared. Lucia C. We all know he overly prided himself on his connoisseurship in wine. Few Italians have the true virtuoso spirit. Lucia C. So you have often stated. For the most part their enthusiasm is adopted to suit the time and opportunity, to practice imposture upon the British and Austrian millionaires. Lucia C. But surely that's not true of Fortunato. He is famous for his taste in many things. In painting and gemmery, Fortunato, like his countrymen, was a quack, but in the matter of old wines he was sincere. In this respect I did not differ from him materially, I was skillful in the Italian vintages myself, and often bought largely. Lucia C. Sir, I am aware. It was about dusk, one evening during the supreme madness of the carnival season, that I encountered my friend. He accosted me with excessive warmth, lost in drink. Lucia C. A known proclivity of the poor fellow. The man wore motley. He had on a tight-fitting party-striped dress, and his head was surmounted by the conical cap and bells. I was so pleased to see him, that I thought I should never be done wringing his hand. Lucia C. You wore the mask, eh? In every way. I said to him, my dear Fortunato, you are luckily met. How remarkably well you are looking today. But I have received a pipe of what passes for Amontillado, and I have my doubts. As I remember it. Fortunato. How? Amontillado. A pipe. Impossible. And in the middle of the carnival. I have my doubts, and I was silly enough to pay the full Amontillado price without consulting you in the matter. You were not to be found, and I was fearful of losing a bargain. Fortunato. Amontillado. I have my doubts. Fortunato. Amontillado. And I must satisfy them. Fortunato. Amontillado. As you are engaged, I am on my way to Lucia C. If anyone has a critical turn, it is he. He will tell me. Fortunato. Lucia C. cannot tell Amontillado from sherry. And yet some fools will have it that his taste is a match for your own. Fortunato. Come, let us go. Whither? Fortunato. To your vaults. My friend, no, I will not impose upon your good nature. I perceive you have an engagement. Lucia C. Fortunato. I have no engagement, come. My friend, no. It is not the engagement, but the severe cold with which I perceive you are afflicted. The vaults are insufferably damp. They are encrusted with nitre. Fortunato. Let us go, nevertheless. The cold is merely nothing. Amontillado. You have been imposed upon. And as for Lucia C., he cannot distinguish sherry from Amontillado. Fortunato, you have possessed yourself of my arm. Unhand me so that I may put on my mask of black silk, and draw my roquelaire closely about my person. I too may suffer from the cold air. Fortunato. Surely, but do hurry along with me to your palazzo. We must not tarry. There may be no attendants in sight, they have absconded to make merry in honor of the time. Fortunato. Do try to keep up. I must first take from the sconces a couple of these flambeaux, and give one to you, Fortunato. Now follow me and we will bow through just a few suites of rooms. You may recall this is the archway that leads into the vaults. Fortunato. At last. Be careful on this staircase, too, it is a long and winding one. Be cautious following me. Fortunato. I am glad that you are leading the way. We now come at length to the foot of the descent. Fortunato. The damp ground. The damp ground of the catacombs of the Montreses. Your gait, my friend, is unsteady, and the bells upon your cap jingle as you walk. Silly, is it not? Fortunato. The pipe. It is farther on, but observe the white webwork which gleams from these cavern walls. Fortunato. Nitre. Nitre. How long have you had that cough? Fortunato. F. Ugh. Ugh. My cool friend. Besides, there is Lucchese. Fortunato. Enough, the cough is a mere nothing. It will not kill me. I shall not die of a cough. Indeed, you shall not. Next, find a 2 Connect application.